Late on election night, 2016, Hirono was at home in Hawaii trying to decide what to say to supporters after Hillary Clinton's surprise loss. Some of her advisors urged her to take a conciliatory tone, to pledge to work with the new president-elect, to give him the benefit of the doubt. That was the tack many of her colleagues would take in the numb days that followed. Not Hirono. "I didn't feel like making a let's give the man a chance speech," she recalls. "His entire campaign was so negative and antithetical to everything I believe." For a couple of months, Hirono went into a self-imposed television blackout. She couldn't handle what she saw as the president's daily attacks on immigrants, women, democratic institutions, and people who didn't share his Christian faith. "There's not a day that goes by that there isn't a fresh assault on the body politic," she says, leaning back in her chair in the seventh floor corner office on Capitol Hill. "There's hardly a day that goes by that my head doesn't explode, because, my goodness." A savvy legislator, Hirono spent 13 years in the Hawaii State House, 8 years in the state's lieutenant governor, and 6 years in the U.S. House before winning her U.S. Senate race in 2012. At the Capitol, she kept her head down and focused on helping immigrants, veterans, and the environment. She didn't rush into battle just to hear the noise, but Trump has changed her approach to the office. Slowly, Hirono started saying in public what she was telling colleagues in private, never one to run for the microphones or book TV appearances at all hours. She started saying yes to interview requests. Her elevated profile helped her avoid a once-expected primary challenge. Hirono has done all this while battling stage 4 cancer, diagnosed in May 2017. In July, she offered an emotional plea to protect President Obama's health care law from a Republican-led appeal. "It's hard for me to talk about this. I think you can tell. Give me a moment," Hirono said in a speech from the Senate floor, delivered without prepared remarks.